Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. We're changing it up a little bit. Usually we go into the Psalms on Thursdays, but we're reading the Psalms today. So we're coming from Psalms 128 through 130 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. I won't be before you very long, amen, but it is a super good time to come into the presence of the Lord and to give him honor and to give him praise and to read his word aloud, amen. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God, amen. And every time we hear the word of God, there is another impression being made into our hearts, amen. Those of us that are open to his presence, he is making impressions in us all the time. And I give glory and honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because everything that is happening in my life right now, he saw it, and he saw it from eternity, amen, even as I walked in time, amen. And he has the solution, he has the answer, he has the breakthrough, he has everything we have need of for this life and for the situation you're embarking upon. Even if you're not in the midst of something right now, you will be, amen, because all of us are either coming out of something or going into something, amen. But we give glory and honor to the Lord, amen, that he is faithful in all things. No matter what it is, the Lord is faithful, and his word is yes and amen for us. His promises are yea and amen. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your love, Lord God, that is everlasting that you have toward us. We honor you, Lord God, because there's nothing we can do, amen, to be out of sorts with your love. You will always love us, no matter where we are, no matter what we've done, amen, no matter what's happened in our lives. You will always love us, and you are always, always beckoning us to come closer and always in pursuit of us and making a way for us to come toward you, even maneuvering things in our lives and in our situations, in the environment, to bring us closer. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, Lord God, to come closer. Oh, Lord God, help us, Lord God, even as we stand before you today, no matter what it is, Lord God, that each and every one that is lifting up, they are lifting up, that they're going through today, Lord God, bring forth salvation with your mighty hand. And there's no other way you can bring it forth except mightily. Oh, my God, I give you glory. I give you praise and honor, you, Lord, because you are amazing. Hallelujah. You are the God of the universe, the God. You are God Almighty, the one that has all power, is all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent. Oh, my God, and you have given us the privilege, oh, my God, of being in relationship with you, oh, God. And I thank you, Lord, for the honor of having the God of the universe in my life, the honor of serving, Lord God, and the honor of even proclaiming the gospel of peace to all, Lord God, in the earth. I give you glory today, Lord God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, for your glory. I thank you, Lord God, for salvation. I thank you, Lord God, for provision. I thank you, Lord, for healing. I thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. I thank you, Lord God, for moving mightily in my life and in the lives of all of these listeners. Oh, Lord God, we bless your name today. I'm asking, oh, God, that you bring forth a special blessing, Lord God, to all those listening today. Even as we bring forth the word in Psalms, Lord God, let it bless their souls. And Lord Jesus, open our minds to receive whatever you would have for us to receive from it today. Give us the understanding, a clear understanding, Lord God, of the words that are written. Lord God, give us knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of your will in our life, Lord God, and everything that's come against our purpose. God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Amen. My purpose is buried in Jesus, and I shout that he is destined for me to perform. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and God keep you today. Amen. We're coming from Psalms 128 through 130 to the glory of God Almighty. Amen. We're using the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And we're going to start reading right now. Psalms 128 through 130. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the very heart of your house, your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you out of Zion, and may you see the good of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Yes, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed on my back. They made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous. He has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. Let all those who hate Zion be put to shame and turned back. Let them be as the grass on the housetop, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not feel his hand, nor he who binds sheaves his arms. Neither let those who pass by them say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. I read and you have heard. From Psalms 128 through 130 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm praying for you, all of you. Amen. That a mighty move of God take place in your life, even right now, I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let a mighty move of God, a mighty move, Lord God, of your spirit take place in each and every life of each and every listener. Father, in the name of Jesus, cause every cell in their bodies to align itself with your spirit right now in Jesus' name, and sickness must leave. Afflictions, they have to go. Conditions have to be removed, because the presence of the Lord is here to heal, here to deliver, here to break loose and break out. Amen. And here to bring peace and life in the name of Jesus. And most of all, he is here to bring salvation with his mighty hand. That's why he came. Amen. That we might have life and that more abundantly. Glory be the Lord. Glory be the name of the Lord. Glory be to his name. Amen. We honor the Lord today, because he is worthy always, always, always. He is worthy. Amen. And we give him glory, honor, and praise. God bless you. God keep you and anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.